98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, I'm delighted to be joined back in the studio with Alex and Andrew from Challenging MND. Yes! Give myself a round of applause. I got it right. It's always a tongue twister there for me. Lovely to see you both. When was the last time you were in?
Oh, it's a good question, Michelle. And many thanks for having us back today. Probably, when was this?
16 months ago, 14
months ago. Was it that long ago?
I think it was prior to our first charity rugby match.
No, it was
it was a good year. I think
yes.
Now, before we start our introductions, but we need to find out about you guys and Challenging MND. So tell us about the charity for people that might not be aware.
Yeah, well, the charity was a brainchild of Alex from before the charity rugby match that we did with Brentwood Rugby Club and Barking Rugby Club, and we were looking to raise money for Alex, but he was quite uncomfortable with that. He'd already raised over £30,000 for Motor Neurone Disease Association.
Yeah.
So what Alex actually always wanted was to start a charity to help other people living with motor neurone disease.
Yeah.
And to, rather than being a research-based charity, is to actually be able to give them the opportunity to fulfil amazing challenges and or memorable events.
Yeah.
So something which will stay with them and their families and friends forever, basically.
Yeah. And how long has it been going for? Is it about 2 years?
Officially, the charity's been registered for a year.
Yeah.
In March 20th this year. So events were lined up going back to November the 20th.
November.
Yeah.
2018 now.
18, yes.
So by doing the charity rugby match, that enabled to put the funds in to be able to start the charity, because you need to have a minimum amount in a bank account to start a charity, and that's really how it all stemmed. It all stemmed from that.
And what it is, it's to give other families the chance to create memories with their members of the family that have got motor neurone disease.
So that's correct.
They might want to go up in a hot air balloon. I don't know why somebody would, but somebody might. Or they might want to do a race day, or maybe go to a spa. And that's you basically get people that will get in contact with you, and then you obviously go through.
Absolutely.
And book
it. Yeah, it's wide and varied. We've got a lovely girl, Natalie Shaw, who's actually going to be going up in a hot air balloon with her family.
Yeah.
So, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's wide and varied, really, Michelle, because we've got one potential beneficiary who are going to help get to transport a special wheelchair so they can go up Snowdon. We're making links with other charities, so where we can send, you know, beneficiaries with their families on a powerboat out to the Isle of Wight or around the country.
Yeah.
So it's really wide and varied, and it really is. It's obviously, it's challenging MND because of Alex's ethos in challenging himself, which we'll speak about later, like throughout life. But it's really something that, as long as they have a great day, because Alex has had many great days that he hasn't expected over the last 14 months or so, where it wasn't that. So the rugby match, for instance, was a fantastic day, whereas it didn't have to be something where you're jumping out of an aeroplane or something like that, but just something that gives you a great memory and a wonderful day.
I mean, motor neuron disease, just to paint the picture, is a cruel, progressive neurological disease, and is typically you have up to 18 months to live after diagnosis. By providing the memories to all the sufferers out there, it basically fulfills our mission as such.
I mean, you've always done sport. Do you think that's helped? Because I've not seen you for over a year?
Yes.
And you're still the same?
I think the physical side sort of has a major, knock-on impacts in terms of overall health and, just general thinking at the same time. And it basically pushes me through all the time. I'm quite a disciplined individual as such, and I basically, you know, even nowadays I still try to train twice a day and hit the, you know, 14,000 steps every day, even though MND has unfortunately, you know, made it tougher to walk and stuff.
Are you still out on that? You've got like a, is it a coasting bike, the one you sit on? I think you were on that before.
Recumbent tricycle, that's it. Yes, I still go out, and occasionally you may see me in the mornings if you're up quite early. I still try to smash that up as much as possible.
Now, tell us about some of the fundraising, because you've done some amazing things, both of you, and there's other people obviously involved as well.
Well, apart from the challenges that we've taken part in and the fundraising events, I'd like to first of all thank quite a few of the schools that have invited us in for Alex's talks, which are really inspirational, and they really, the teachers and pupils and parents alike, really get behind us. And so the likes of Brentwood School, you know, raised money from doing a sponsored silence to replicate the impact that MND has on people's speaking ability. St Peter's School were kind enough to literally just give us their minibus to use in our challenge last year for a whole week going around the country. St Thomas's have done everyone came in dressed in red. You know, we had Woodland School that I used to work at that have been supporting us, and we're going in to see them again on Friday. So it's without that support and help, and we've got Beckett's Keys and we're going in to see again, who have raised some money for us. So they're really getting behind where motor neuron disease is now, people are hearing about a bit more because there's a few more people in the public light. So they're really getting behind us. But just really briefly, the things we did last year, we had a family mud run at Wild Forest at Nuclear Races, which I think Al was probably one of the funniest days we've ever
had.
It was just hilarious, wasn't it?
Did anybody come out of that clean, or did
it was so good. And we're doing another one. We're doing it again, which we'll speak about later, on July the 18th. And we had 180 people last year, and literally just people laughing from 6 year old upwards. We had a race night. We did a golf day, which was wonderfully supported. We had a really lovely gala ball last year, and we're going to have another one later this year. And of course, the big challenge that we did was we did the three peaks, Ben Nevis, Snowdon, and Scarfell Pike, and cycled the what ended up being 480 miles in between. It was supposed to be less, and we did that over seven days.
Did you set yourself a target? It has to be done within 7 days.
Well,
or did you?
We'd booked accommodation, so yes. So yeah, it was amazing. There was probably 18 people who did it, and there was probably a group of 22 of us. And then Snowdon, we had what we call Gibbo's Army join us at Snowdon. We had, I think, around 75 people, all in red t-shirts, going up the mountain with us. And it was just quite an emotional week.
And I agree. Yeah.
Did they keep you going? Did you ever sort of think, oh my God, you know, I've got to keep going.
Yeah, it was a fantastic challenge, to be honest, Michelle. And from day one, it was hard work, to be honest, especially with the deteriorating, you know, shape of the body. And again, I mean, I wouldn't have done it without all the support and the guys who were around me. You know, basically carry me up the mountains was, you know, a memory I'll savor for many years to come.
And how much did you raise from, what have you managed to raise?
We in terms of, I think in the end it was over £30,000.
Wow.
£35,000 in the end. So which is brilliant, because what last year we had to get the financial foundations in place for the charity to be able to push on, really. And so this year we're targeting a minimum of 30 beneficiaries, which, to be honest, having already had a handful of beneficiaries, we know how great it makes us feel as people. But as a charity, to be able to give that two people,
yeah,
you can't really buy, really. You can't buy it, and it's a fantastic idea that Alex had about, rather than we're not
sitting back and just going, I'm not going to do it, yeah, you're actually doing something to make a difference to other people, which is
very
amazing.
Much so. And the whole concept behind the events or challenges is basically fulfill their wishes and desires. And you know what? Is holding two fingers up to MND, yeah, and saying we can still do this as such.
Yeah,
absolutely. And Alex is quite extreme in his challenges, and he's got a couple coming up this year.
Yes,
as well.
What is coming up? Because we've always done the Three Peaks, which is obviously a breeze. So, what other ones have you got coming up for this year?
We're not doing any mountains this right. year, but we're planning in June to cycle around all 12 Premiership rugby clubs, so London down to Bath, down to Exeter, Bristol, all the way through the Midlands up to Manchester, back down through the Midlands, and finish off at Twickenham in time for the Premiership final.
Yeah.
So that's only like a mere 725 miles, I think, in 7 days. But Alex, being Alex, we've actually applied. We've been accepted. To break the Guinness World Record for travelling the length of the Thames on a pedalo.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be a four-man team.
Yeah.
It'll be start at Lechlade in Gloucestershire, I think that's how you pronounce Lechlade, all the way down to Teddington Lock. The record at the moment is 4.5 days. Wow. Obviously Alex wants to smash that.
Are you actually going to be pedalling, or what I would do is I would sit at the front with the thing that goes faster, go pedal faster. So is it all of you going to be pedalling?
It's basically a four man pedalo,
right?
So every man has to take the responsibility, unfortunately. Yeah, there's no slide on the back as well.
It hasn't got a swan's head. We were thinking of putting a slide on it. Yeah.
But the main thing was sourcing the pedalo as such. But Cabo or Andrew has managed to find one. So
is it four in a row, or is it two-twos?
It's two-two, and there's a particular pedalo which is used for these challenges.
Yeah.
And it would have been easier to find hen's teeth on a unicorn. Because we finally tracked down a chap who's in the Isle of Wight. He actually bought for these pedalos to do the World Pedalo Championships and pedalo round up the Isle of Wight. And he's very kindly agreed to lend us one of his pedalos and deliver it to us. Mm. So we've got to arrange that shortly. So that's going to be in August. But he did actually tell me as well that there's another team attempting it in June,
right,
which is fine, because we just need to know what the record is and then Alex can beat it. I won't be sitting on the pedalo. I'll be on the sideline filming it.
Right. It sounds as though it's quite a leisurely.
It appears inside.
Yeah, fair much so. Yes. But ultimately, it'll be quite hard work.
Yeah.
And we've got 8 or 9 interested individuals as part of the squad, and we're whittled that down to a 4 on the boat. So. Yeah, it'll be great.
It's got to be the same 4.
Yeah.
And so. Gibbo's even talking about, a bit of sleep deprivation. I said, hell, you can't sleep on a pedalo. So it should be quite exciting really, really good.
And possibly a world record.
Yes.
That's it, yes.
That's the plan.
Let the other ones do it first, then go, you're rubbish, we're going to do it quicker.
Absolutely.
And what else have you got coming up?
So we've got another, the charity match that we did originally that we spoke to when we came in after and spoke to you about. That's going to happen on March 28th this month. We wanted to run that match every October. Because of the World Cup, it wasn't really viable to do it.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing it in March, and then we would then do next season's run in October again, which Brentwood Rugby Club are really looking to get behind us with making a whole day of it.
Yeah.
We've got some real fantastic ideas, maybe like a mass boot camp and stuff like that. So, which would be good fun. And of course, you'll be invited along to attend, Michelle. We've got the Premiership Cycle Challenge. We've got an Abseil Day as well, which is going to be off the Orbit structure outside Stratford's, the West Ham Stadium.
Right.
So the big red one. So we've got an Abseil Day on July the 11th.
Yeah.
We've got the Gala Ball coming up again. We've got the Golf Day in June. All these events are on our website, which is www.challengingmnd.org. And just very, very quickly, if I could just say a quick thank you, Michelle, to we have some wonderful volunteers working for us, and to name all of them would be all day. But two in particular, a chap called Peter Haltree, who does all of our social media postings and puts the website together. Literally, we come up with all these different ideas for stuff, and literally Peter just does it. You know, he's a busy, busy guy. And and also a good school friend of mine, John Featherston, who does all our design work.
Yeah.
Really, really busy. Works for a big agency up in London, but finds time to just do all our design stuff, and ultimately saves the charity, you know, a bucket load of money, because the work he does is would literally cost us thousands. So, so a big thanks to those and all our other volunteers as well. People who are ever interested in Alex coming in to do talks, we've junior schools, senior schools. We went into Saracens Academy a few weeks ago and had a really good talk. And also some of the big corporates. We've been into some of the big places up in the city, some big solicitor firms and insurance firms, and everyone that we come out of, they're inspired and they end up thinking, do you know what, we can live a more healthier lifestyle, and really the message is, what's stopping you?
Yeah, exactly. Because we're always trying to put off, we'll do something tomorrow. That's what people normally do. Myself included, obviously. I haven't moved very much, I don't think, since I last talked. Well, I keep thinking now, when you came in last time, I kept thinking, you were saying, I go out on this recumbent bike and you'll see me around about 6 o'clock. I thought, I'm going to sleep. Cycling everywhere. How are you feeling in general?
There's obviously deterioration from day to day. I mean, I've been diagnosed just over 2 years now, and you sort of notice subtle changes for the worse. But generally, the charity keeps me preoccupied, and it basically channels my attention to focus on, you know, MND sufferers as such.
Yeah.
So I don't really have too much time to ponder and think about the negative consequences of MND.
Yeah.
I've got that all to come at some point, though.
But looking fit and fabulous. In fact, when I put their picture up on my Facebook page, I did have a few female friends going, oh, they're both a bit of all right. And they are both married, so forget it. I told you that when you came in, you went, oh.
I think that's more Gibbo they're looking at, rather than
No, it's both of you. It's a very nicely posed picture of both of you, I think. So if you do want to find out more, it's all the W's, Challenging Mind, Challenging MMD. I always get it wrong. MND.org. You can find all the information there. They've also got a Facebook page. You'll find you on Facebook as well. Lovely to see you both, and come back and let us know how you get on, if you manage to smash the record.
We will do. Thank you.
We will do. Many thanks, Michelle.
A few beers on the side, sandwiches, maybe a brolly, because it will get a bit sunny. You don't want to give yourself too much of a tan.
That's it.
And you're not actually on the, but you're going to be filming.
I'll be there, and hopefully maybe doing the organising from the riverbank.
It's just walking along with a beer, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have a bit of time off.
But it's 136 miles, so even walking it will be.
How long is it going to take, do you say?
The record at the moment is 4.5 days.
And that's going and solid. Is that without a break?
Yeah, so it's literally from the minute, from the second you leave Lecclade Bridge to the second you touch Teddington Lock.
Wow.
So there are locks to deal with, etc.
Yeah.
I believe it is 136 miles. The record's 4.5 days. We do have a target, although we haven't actually been on the pedalo yet.
Yeah.
I say we, Alex has a target. But we're going to see what the other guys do in June, first of all.
Yeah.
So, but I very much doubt he won't break it.
Yes. So yes, definitely.
He won't. Yeah. All the others will be sleeping. He'll be peddling on
the pedalo. Lovely to see you both. Thanks very much for coming in. And we'll see you again later in the year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.